offering of thanks. We're looking forward to the new year, and just I thought this would be appropriate, and of course, it's a communion Sunday. The Roman orator Cicero said, "A thankful heart is not only the greatest virtue, but the parent of all other virtues." If a Roman pagan can figure that out, how much more should we as Christians? Thankfulness could well be the finest sentiment of man, but sometimes also the rarest. You look around and you watch the news, sometimes I wonder how much people are actually thankful and appreciate what we have. Once again, even at the secular level. And I'm thankful, and you should be thankful, that only you and God have all the facts about yourself. And there's always something to be thankful for. If you can't pay your bills, be thankful you're not one of your creditors. And a person doesn't realize how much he has to be thankful for until he has to pay taxes on it. Little humor there, but kicking it up a notch. God has been very gracious to our church family, this little branch office of the body of Christ. And we should be very thankful for it. That passage I read, if nothing else, in the Old Testament, sometimes there's an awful lot of sacrificing going on, but if you noticed all those sin offering and guilt offering and drink offering, all those offerings, well, this was during the reign of the good king, one of the eight good kings in Judah, Hezekiah, where they were rededicating, purifying the temple after one of the wicked kings, King Ahaz. And so they brought out the book of the law and they're, wait, we should be doing these sacrifices. This is what God told us to do. And so the sin offering, the burnt offering, and I'm not going to go into all those, but if you noticed, after the official, on behalf of the priests and the nation, the standing before God, the sin offering, the burnt offering, then it was opened up above and beyond the requirements of worship, always by grace through faith, but this is how they worshiped in what we call the Old Testament, in the temple, in the tabernacle, but then the thanks offering. Above and beyond, personal thanks for deliverance and the blessings. And so that proper worship leads to thanksgiving. And looking back at what God has done, that ought to be reflected in how we live our lives as Christians. I think of, and grace, the grace pictured in the sacrifices. The song by John Newton, Amazing Grace, one of those great hymns that this is what God, unmerited favor, has poured out on his people, even though we don't deserve it. And we should be thankful for that. And so in Romans chapter 1, just at the beginning of this letter, I want to read a few verses for how Paul starts off one of the most magnificent New Testament letters when it comes to the gospel and God's righteousness. But listen to these words. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, through whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To you who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So just starting off, the greetings, typical of a Paul letter. But then he goes right to thanks for these Christians in Rome and his prayers for them and his desire to come and visit, and part of the purpose of Romans' missionary journey perhaps, but to impart gifts and to be edified, co-workers to spread the good news, the gospel. In fact, I just listened, my folks sent me a sermon from a friend's soon-to-be son-in-law preaching on Christmas stuff, that this is the good news, folks, the gospel, the righteousness of God. We can have the righteousness of God through the finished work of Jesus Christ. That's good news. It's not good advice. Too often we are wanting to do. But first we need to be done with the good news. And so I like that flow, but in there the thanks. And just, Pastor Paul, I want to share my thanks for you folks, even you people from Nebraska, that God is doing a good thing here, and I am thankful. And I want to express that to you, and that's part of that survey. You can help us out and share the things you like, but if there's other ways, you know, that's, I know we will do it in a loving spirit. You know, so that's part of a new year, looking forward to serving together. But I am thankful, and I'm going to mention a few, you know, what it was a romper room with the little, where I could go around, and Howard and Nancy and all you folks that I don't know all your names, but I am appreciative of every one of you. Folks, do you know that our board, we have a board that helps organize what we do. And just on behalf of the board, Howard is El Presidente. We have a wonderful group of folks that serve us so that we can worship, having some of the details taken care of. So I appreciate the board. We have wonderful deacons, and Larry's the chairman of the deacons, that they are doing things that you don't know about, helping out with folks. Maybe some folks here have been helped out, especially physically in ways, food. We have some wonderful deacons setting up and serving the communion. So I am thankful for the deacons we have, definitely reflective of the New Testament deacons found in 1 Timothy 3. We have trustees, and Mike is the chairman of the trustees, and these folks, they take care of the building and make sure the heat was on. I came in here one day last week, and the furnace was out, and it would have been cold in here apart from that. But the trustees take care of the physical stuff, and I appreciate it. We've got a wonderful, wonderful building, and this is just a building, right? But it's a great facility where we, the church, can gather. Finances, you know, and Nancy's heads that up right now, but this church, God has been very generous. When it comes to material stuff, this church, God has blessed. And I'm thankful for how we honor God with the money that we have, especially giving to missionaries, and just that influence goes throughout the world. So the finance committee, the women's group, and Kate and all those ornery women and what they do, but the food and the prayer halls and all the stuff. And do we like our food? Can I get an amen? But a lot of the food that the women do and decorating, they're primarily responsible decorating the building. So how they serve behind the scenes. Men, same way. And Larry heads up the men. We get together every Thursday, and we eat too. In fact, Rich isn't here, but a lot of times biscuits and gravy. So, men, if you like biscuits and gravy, we usually sit, and a lot of us are military, so we never let facts get in the way of a good story. And we just, and then, but Jim provides a good a little devotional, and we pray. But men getting together, that's important, and I'm thankful for that. Back in the sound booth, Lauren and the folks he's trained up, just for a little church family, being able to have microphones, and, you know, he could mute me right now, which you probably all want him to do. So, but for a little church, the audio visual and the microphones, and that's help conducive to worshiping. Now, you know, if we had a disco ball and a fog machine, you know, maybe that, how about no? But also Linda, behind the scenes, does the website, which, you guys heard of this thing called the internet? You guys ever heard of the internet? You have? Well, some of us haven't, but for a little church, we've got a website that has content, and I really appreciate what Linda does, just really on her own, on our behalf. For offering and stuff, the way we're taking the offering, we got the money counters. But once again, the financial stewardship, the chain of custody, and all the things we need to do, that's important. And I appreciate that, because those of you that know me have run into this where I refuse to touch money. And sometimes folks will, hey, I want to offer. And I said, nope, you go. Hand it to one of these folks, and we have some very responsible chain of custody and all that stuff. Security. We've got our own SWAT team out here, which is, you know, up here in Park and Teller County. If people came here and didn't understand the per capita gun ownership in these counties, would not be smart to come to this church. But you see on the news the tragedies that happen and how the enemy loves it when worship services are disrupted. And we, Don, I mean, he's got an extensive law enforcement training, military training, and has trained up some of our folks, so we are ready for medical emergencies and what happens if somebody were to come, come through the door. The idea is for me to stand here and let them shoot me and you guys run, okay? But no, we've got a plan for all that, and that's a reality, unfortunate, but there's sort of stewardship of standing against evil. Our musicians, and guest musicians, so thank you, sisters. But we, we have the best looking piano player. And we've got an ornery organ player, but banjo, all the, DJ, the singing, we've got a lot of talent. And making a joyful noise like Psalm 100, I'm appreciative. And I know we all love good music. And sometimes after some good music, it's, well, we're dismissed because we can't worship any more than that. Thank you for what you do. And thank you that some of you don't come up and sing, like me. And then going to embarrass and thank you to Trudy, who just behind the scenes organizes so much. I mean, had major surgery. We didn't let her off. We told her we wouldn't pay her if she didn't show up. But that woman does more things that we don't appreciate. Just the... the handouts, the sending out the email stuff, just organizing the announcements and everything. That's, you need somebody that sort of has their hand on everything and knows what's going on. And so I'm very thankful for even Guffyites like Trudy. The first day, most of you that don't know, but the first day she showed up, so some of you maybe are here for the first time, the first day she and Jim showed up, I said something, and she told me, you want to take it outside? I like guests like that, but thank you, Trudy. Folks, we serve a wonderful God, and He is equipped. And part of next week, I'm thinking we're going to start a series in 1 Corinthians, which that's a good book. I talked about it a lot. I think it's time to do that. And one of the areas later in 1 Corinthians are the spiritual gifts, how they operate. Folks, I like what God does here as we serve one another in unity for His glory. You're not going to get a Churchill quote today. You got a Cicero quote. Write that down. And how about Shakespeare? You want a Shakespeare quote? In Henry VI, O Lord that lends me life, lend me a heart replete with thankfulness. And as Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thanksgiving. God has been gracious to our church family, and we should be thankful. And that grace, that word grace, receiving what we don't deserve, and then mercy, we don't receive what we do, don't receive what we do deserve, namely everlasting punishment. In Scotland, there's a military road and renovating a road, but just a little on this sign, rest and be thankful. That's from a Wordsworth poem, an old Scottish, English Scottish writer. Resting, Lord, in the Lord and who we are and how we express it. And like Psalm 100 said, His mercy, His covenant love is everlasting. And that's reflected in what some of our denominations background, we're going to now go to the tables to celebrate the Lord's Supper, communion, we commune with God, the Lord's Supper, the new covenant, or sometimes it's called the Eucharist, which the elements of that Greek word, good grace. And also the idea of that word is used for grace, the same word is used for thanks. So God pours out His grace on us. We return that grace and we remember what it's founded on with the Eucharist. Like I said earlier, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. We truly can be a thankful people looking forward to 2022.